the books of history in the Old Testament scriptures, the Psalms and the words of the prophets, along with the Gospels and the apostolic letters within the New Testament, they carry a theme. The theme is that of God's salvation and glory. And this morning we're going to tease out one of those golden threads that runs through Scripture. And we pick up the story with Moses being called up Mount Sinai. Moses is the prefigurement of Jesus. Moses was one whom God called to bring salvation to his people. He led them out of slavery into the wilderness place. And there they wandered. But in the early part of their wanderings, God sought to give them some definition, some rules, some instructions around their life in relation to each other and in relation to God's self. And that was the purpose for which God had called Moses, to come up to the high place, that God may give to Moses the instructions of how the people were to live, the very ceremonies, the purifications that were to take place, the do's and don'ts. When Moses came up the mountain, God arrived in the form of a cloud. Moses witnessed the glory of God. And after being up there for some time, he entered the cloud. He entered into the very presence of God. Scripture bears witness later that as he came down the mountain, the people were unable to look at him directly because his face shone with the glory of God. In fact, he covered it with a veil. So powerful was the experience that Moses had of the presence of the glory of God. There was a transformation that took place in him. So aside from receiving the laws of God, the teachings that Moses was to pass on to God's people, there was a change that took place in the demeanor of Moses. What was it that took Moses to that mountain? His faith and obedience. Faith and obedience drew him up that mountain to encounter the living God. And so we come to Jesus, the one testified about by the prophets, the one who was to come, the one who would bring salvation beyond God's chosen people to all nations. The salvation that Jesus would bring would be far greater than the salvation that Moses would bring. And Jesus said to three of his disciples, to Peter, James and John, come with me. We're going for a walk. Make sure you wear good shoes and bring a hat and put sunscreen on. When they got to the top of the mountain, they encountered the presence and the glory of the living God. Now we know Peter as a disciple described in the gospel accounts as one who is quite impulsive. Lord, you say it and I'll do it. Stepping out of the boat, for example, onto the water. And Peter, captivated by the moment of what was unfolding before them, says to Jesus, how good it is that we are here. How about if we build three shelters, three monuments to this special moment, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now, what is significant about the fact that Moses and Elijah appeared there in the glory of God along with Jesus? In the context of the scriptures, there was no witness to Moses' death. The Lord took him up to a high mountain, and there he saw the land that had been promised to the nation of Israel. There he saw the land to which he was ordered and instructed to bring God's people, but never was he to set foot in it. But he saw it, and there on that mountain he died, and there was no witness to his death. And Elijah was the prophet, and you remember he was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fiery horses. Elisha saw him go, and Elisha bore witness to the fact that there was no physical death of Elijah. He simply went to heaven in flaming glory. And so it is Moses and Elijah who appear along with Jesus. Moses, the one who was like Jesus, who brought salvation to God's people. Elijah, the prophet of God, who continued to call God's people unto himself, bringing people back into relationship with God. And the power and glory of God that was revealed through the ministry of Elijah was astounding. And you recall the encounter that Elijah had with the prophets of Baal on the top of Mount Carmel, and God brought down fire upon the sacrifice and the altar and consumed all that was there, while the prophets of Baal waited and waited for their God to respond to their prayers. And there was nothing. And so Peter thought, this is a great moment and we shouldn't lose it. Now, if you've been to a camp on a mountain somewhere, if you've been to a retreat on a mountain and you have encountered God and God has encountered you, you know the significance of that experience and you want to hang on to it. I went to the International Christian Youth Conference in 1987 on Mount Tambourine, a gathering of people from all around the world who are associated with the World Methodist Church. It was a mountaintop experience in every sense of that phrase. And I didn't want to go home. Great things had happened there. I wanted to preserve the moment. So I have this sense of knowing how Peter feels, of wanting to preserve the moment, to build these three shelters, these marks that would remain to signify what happened there. But there was something so much more important that God was doing here. It wasn't about trying to capture the moment. It was about the disciples hearing what God spoke to them. This is my own dear son, with whom I am well pleased. And the last phrase being as important as any part that has preceded it. Listen to him. In Matthew's gospel, it is only a little while before that Jesus has spoken about his death. The disciples were somewhat confused and bewildered about this. In the midst of that confusion and bewilderment, God speaks to them. Listen to Jesus, my son. In the midst of the wandering in the wilderness, God calls Moses to the high place and he says to them, listen to me, here are the instructions for living. Christ is the head of the church. And whenever we find ourselves wandering or climbing a difficult mountain, that we would know that the first instruction for us is to listen to what Christ is saying to us as his church. What is Jesus saying to us? What was it that led Peter, James and John up that hill with Jesus that day? Faith and obedience. How do we respond to God's call to climb the challenging mountains that are before us as His people? In faith and obedience. As we respond to God in faith and obedience, it just may be that we will glimpse the glory of God on our way. There are mountains before us to climb. There is no doubt about that. Let us climb these mountains with faith and obedience, that we might catch a glimpse of the glory of God, that we may listen to what Jesus is saying to us as His church, and that we may respond in such a way that not only would we encounter the glory of God, but that glory would change us, and that we would reflect that glory into the life of our community. That others too may stop and listen to what Jesus is saying to them. The glory of God is majestic and awe-inspiring. Dare we expect that we would experience God's glory in this place? Well, let us continue to live in faith and obedience, that we might encounter the glory of God, and that we might continue to be transformed as God's people in this place. Amen.